Hello and welcome to the review of our empowerment session, DNA Resync. I am Tiara, and it was just a really powerful session for all three of us. We could really see and sense the reflections coming in of the so-termed particle convergence that is in effect now for our planet and is essentially and quite simply a merging of timelines. It is really exciting to feel the momentum building in this entire ascension spiral that we all are in. We always have a conversation about the session work, and so here we are sharing in a most casual way.
Wow, a beautiful session, especially leading into, of course, the particle convergence. And for my side, it was all around preparing our intentions, really. So not only later I began to work on the DNA, but originally it was really connecting into our high heart, the place where our soul purpose, our intention, and the soul seat sits, and bringing this spark from the unmanifested realm where all creation resides, and placing the spark of intention, our seed of our longing of what we want to create in the golden age, our own unique project, and to really amplify that in the high heart and to allow that energy to percolate into the field, and then very much bringing it down into the hara, where there is the field of intention, and to build that strong resonance in the hara so that field of intent can be percolating, and to strengthen also the tantian so that there's a good connection both from the seed of our ideas in the high heart, but also to ground that through the tantian and the cord that connects us into the earth. So that was, you know, the first while I was really building that. And then it was then moving into more the DNA itself to ensure that this intent was, you know, aligned with the programming held in the DNA. And so I was guided just to remove any contracts that were blocking, to be in the highest alignment with that intent. And I worked through some karmic layers of ancestral issues that could be preventing us from fully actualizing our purpose, and also through the past life or the quantum life timelines. And of course, any other experiential beliefs or concepts, ideas, or bindings to our parents that would prevent us being in the highest resonance. So that was really the two areas of focus through that transmission, was the seeding of intent, the percolating of that in the field, and then ensuring that the coding, the DNA coding itself, would allow that to happen.
Wow, that was a lot, Christoph. Thank you so much for that beautiful work. Okay, so Akasha, where are you vibrating?
Yeah, I had an amazing session experiencing very much the evolution of the genetic structure. So we're at the majority of the human species is operating from a binary sequence known as the double helix structure of DNA. But I was seeing a higher light form of the trinary sequence of three actual helix structures and a trinity helix structure coming together, and all these different downloads coming through about the different mutations of what happens in the genome structure, to then alter those mutations to become more aligned with that love frequency, more aligned to the heart consciousness, more aligned to that creator in each one of ourselves. So I was seeing our group field harmonic and our group Merkaba really resyncing with the higher proportions of the genetic structure, and what's bridging where we are now as a species from the collective standpoint of a binary sequence into this trinary sequence. So it was a lot of mathematical coding coming through, a lot of light language, but all in all, it was this massive eruption from the high heart of this universal love and this beauty of this birthing, this divine human race that we're all collectively a part of. And so my experience was just bathing in the brilliance of that experience.
Wow, I love how you worded that. That was so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
I also saw the group Merkaba very, very clearly. Actually, my visual, it was a highly visual session for me, and I saw us as the group Merkaba, but vibrating as a galactic spiral. And so I kept going into this vision as the light was being channeled through me and the work was being done on everybody. And so what I was seeing was this huge insurgence of universal energy coming in and into our higher morphogenetic chakras and coming down through the central column as it was activating dormant code and whatever that means for each of us individually. But I was actually seeing this energy coming into the brain and then down through the nervous system, specifically the vagus nerve, which comes down through the brain and then into the column, and then it actually interpenetrates all of the organs like the liver, the spleen, the digestive system. So I was seeing all of this going on, and I was asking, well, what is this energy? And the answer was that it was a space-time frequency, and it was coded with the coordinates of the eternal now, which was assisting to remove the holographic imprints of the time code that keeps us adhered to patterns of belief, and also that keeps us running in the robotics of life. So I kept coming back to this visual of the galactic spiral, and then all of this work was going on. And then I was seeing the whole body, everybody's body, as an individual universe. It was really, really an amazing visual. There was a level of imprinting going on in what I feel as being a sort of severance of the morphogenetic shell that encases our consciousness and forgetfulness. So there was just a whole lot going on for me. And, you know, I'm still contemplating it and understanding it, but it was, yeah, gosh, a lot came through. So
super powerful.
Exactly. All right. So hopefully this will be giving a really great preparation for everybody for next month's particle convergence.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one thing furthermore I want to add is what was really made obvious to me, the visions that being portrayed in the holographic field were of the Great Pyramid, and how the perfect geometry of the Great Pyramid has played a massive role in magnetizing the grids and expanding the grids of the earth. And what I was shown is that how it was like showing that through the Great Pyramid and the Sphinx, there's certain chambers and certain temples even going underneath those two megalithic structures. I was seeing there's an entry into this womb space of earth. And I mean, many of the ancient records have named this womb space the Halls of Amenti, which essentially are the whole records of humanity. And so I was seeing like this space fold of time basically holding the whole intelligence of humanity as a collective and humanity as a binary sequence, then, and how that reflect as this Vesica Pisces underneath the pyramid, but then seeing that Vesica Pisces illuminate another sphere to create a trinary sequence, so the womb can express itself in three spheres of consciousness, not only two. So I was seeing this whole mathematic, geometric, sacred geometric reset, what was happening on the original womb space that helped birth the souls and the incoming beings to our planet. And it was amazing to see that transfigurating now in preparation for the great particle convergence next month.
Again, what a tremendous gift these transmissions of empowerment are. I am noticing myself how the sessions are getting increasingly strong with a lot of galactic influence, and undoubtedly with intervention coming in from the many star nations of light that each of us are a part, and as soul aspects, we do invoke this divine presence to be with us in the sessions of empowerment. Now on this one, I put myself into the field as both a transmitter and a receiver, and must say that I do feel a lot more in my divine alignments and just overall really strong and clear. We hope that you are feeling the same and are getting a lot of spiritual upliftment from this year's focuses. Thank you, everyone, for being a part of this powerful container and transforming influence. We are all getting ready to travel to Egypt, and next month, Christophe, Akasha, and myself, along with the many spiritual initiates, we all will be transmitting to you from the King's Chamber in the Great Pyramid, and for the Particle Convergence Transmission. With love and many blessings, Namaste.